This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Piracy has moved from history to the headlines in recent years, with the mounting number of ship attacks off the coast of Somalia getting most of the media attention. But according to Robert Kirk, a professor of history at Santa Rosa Junior College and elsewhere, the resurgence of piracy in the 21st century actually began in the Strait of Malacca, the busy 500-mile channel between the Malay Peninsula and the island of Sumatra.
There were tons of pirates in there and easy places for pirates to hide. And because their economies had pretty much crashed, that became a big industry. But the tsunami, which we had a couple of years ago, and beefed up patrol by Indonesian Navy, has kind of quashed that piracy.
Meanwhile, the West African pirates are expanding their range and increasing in numbers. But unlike some of their counterparts in the South China Sea, who may seize and resell entire ships and their cargo, Kirk says the Somali pirates are almost always out for ransom, where they have a good chance of cashing in on a single huge payoff that will set them up for life.
One solution to all that is you don't pay a ransom. But if you don't pay the ransom, they're going to kill your crew, and they're going to take your ship and the cargo. And if you've got a $20 million cargo, as in the case of this oil tanker, it's much easier to pay $1 million. And now a lot of these Somali pirates are teenagers. So if you can divide $1 million, let's say 16 ways, well, you're retired forever.
Often the biggest ships are the most vulnerable to the small, highly maneuverable pirate craft, as with the oil tanker that was captured off the Somali coast earlier this week. But Kirk says there are some new defensive options now being deployed.
The only recourse that a very slow and large tanker would have is to start swerving at 45-degree angles and hope the wake would disrupt the pirate ship. They have sort of a laser beam sound system that will send deafening sound to a very specific place. The other thing they can do is to use heavy-duty fire hoses to wash pirates off the side.
Over the past year, there have been some international patrols dispatched to the Somali coast to offer some protection for smaller vessels there, but Kirk says they're spread too thin to be very effective.
We have about 20 ships out in the sea that are contributed by the European Union, by NATO, by the United States, by China, and by other specific countries. But they're patrolling an area the size of Texas. And this area is even growing because pirates now have been known to hijack ships 1,000 miles off of shore. So a lot of them are putting the sound devices on, and some of them are arming themselves with the Gurkha troops from Nepal. Others have companies like Blackwater and other armed guards.
The number of pirate attacks grew to at least 100 so far this year, and the ransom demands have helped contribute to their notoriety. But Kirk notes that it is still a tiny fraction of the tens of thousands of voyages that are completed unmolested and restricted almost exclusively to commercial vessels. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.